Okay, I want to invite the children up because you have your story. That's right. I like that. That's some eagerness right there. She knows what to do and she's coming up front. So if any of the kids have forgotten what happens, here's your example. And come on down. And Diane's got your story today. Do you guys remember Diane's last story? I do. I got to see cool birds using tools. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, I do too. Okay, come on down.
All right. Well, good morning to all of you. We got a big group today. So how many of you like to go to the beach? Do you like to go to the beach? Oh, wow. What if you went to a really nice beach, like with palm trees and nice water? Kind of like this beach. Would you like to go to a beach like this? Look at this. Doesn't it look nice? Well, especially if you live in Sweden, because there was a family in Sweden. In Sweden, it gets kind of cold and dark for many months, so they like to take vacations and go places like you saw. So they went to the beach, this family. It was Victor and Anton. Forgot the other name of the... I'll show you a picture of them, though. They went to the beach with their mom and dad. I see them. Victor, Anton, and Philip. And they went there with their mom and dad, and they went to the beach, and they were playing in the beach, and they were having so much fun. It was in Thailand. My brother just got back from Thailand, and he said the beaches there are pretty nice. So they were really having a good time there. But you know what? It wasn't a good day to go to the beach that day at that place, because far away across the ocean, there was an earthquake. And it was so far away, they didn't feel the earthquake. But you know what happens when there's an earthquake? What happens? Yeah, the earth moves, and when the earth moves, it creates a wave. And when you have a big part of earth moving up and down, it makes a big, huge wave, like the most gigantic wave that you've ever seen, and they call them tsunamis. And the people on the beach could see this big wave out there, and it was coming toward the shore. And so they started yelling, "Everybody, get out of the water, run as fast as you can away from the water." And they were screaming, "Run for your life." And everybody was running and running and running. But you know what? Mrs. Fard was running toward her children. Look at this. You can see in this picture, she was running toward her children, and everybody else was running away, and you can see her children in the background. And her brother Lars was also, Pears was also out there, and she was running toward them, and the boy that her husband Lars was also running. They were running toward the beach, and everyone else was running away, but they were trying to warn the boys because they were playing, and they didn't even know there was a wave coming. They couldn't see it, and they couldn't hear the people on the shore that were screaming and yelling. They had no idea. They were just playing in the water and looking around. And finally, they looked up and they saw their mom. And they saw her there, and she was yelling for them to come out. And they looked behind them, and they saw this gigantic wave. It doesn't look so big, but it's huge, huge wave. And all of a sudden, it just engulfed them. And they disappeared. And then seconds later, it engulfed Mrs. Fard and her husband, Lars, and they were all swallowed up in the water. And Mrs. Lars washed ashore. She washed up and she grabbed onto a palm tree. And there wasn't just one big wave, there was actually six waves. And after the third wave, she couldn't hold on anymore, and she got washed out and washed in and washed out. And she finally went on the shore, and she was finally on the land, and she was safe. She survived. But you know what? She felt exhausted, and she was so worried because she didn't know what happened to Victor and Anton and Philip and her brother Pears and her husband. She didn't know what happened to them, and she was so sad. And she went around, and she went to the shelter where there were people gathering, and she looked up, and you know what she saw? She saw all of her kids there. She saw Victor and Anton and Philip, and she saw her brother Pears, and they were, and her husband. They were all together, and they were all kind of shaken up, but they were all safe. And she was so happy. That was the happiest day of her life. And you know what? I'm telling you this story because it's very similar to our story down here on this earth. Because we're here, and sometimes we play, we go to school, we eat, we do things we like to do, and we don't realize that we're in danger here. But God knew as soon as sin came into the world, He knew we were all in trouble. And He had a plan, and He sent His Son, and He came toward us. He didn't have to. Mrs. Vard didn't have to go run toward the water to save her children, but she went anyway because she loved her children so much. And that's what God did. He came down and He reached down to us, and He wants to save us out of the sin and destruction that's in this world. Okay? So remember that. And here's a picture about God cares about us. Okay? All right, let's say a prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You so much for seeing that the danger that we were in, and for coming and setting up a plan to save us and to take us home with You someday. Help us never to forget this and to always look to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can get the baskets to go take the offering. And then remember, they're gathering in the back for the children's church.